What's going on, Beaches, and welcome to episode 1306. This is a post-leg day evening swole. So again, just we're just banging out like evening swoles like crazy. This is just the lay of the land, I suppose. You know, it just goes to show that sometimes schedules have to change, and I'm tending to do them later in the evening, which is kind of cool for some of you. A lot of you might not be able to watch it because if you're only in the UK, it might be like 3 a.m. But if you're further to the east, you know, for relative to where I am in Florida, you'll be able to, pick it up maybe around, you know, morning time. But, you know, it is what it is. The good thing is you can catch the audio, which is where you're listening right now. But for the live streams, hey, you know, you catch it when you can. It's cool. That's the cool thing. That's the cool part about the Daily Swole. It's like, you know, it's there. You know it's going to be there. Exactly what time it's going to be there, well, that can change, but you'll have a Daily Swole. You'll make some sick fucking gains every day. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. Daddy's got you. I got you. Don't worry. I won't let you go through a day without making gains. I just did a leg workout. I got some evening coffee, so I'm kind of in this, like, fatigued, good little, like, coffee caffeine buzz. I'm actually pouring some more right now. My God. Oh, that looks like it's piping hot. Oh, there's a lot more in there than I thought. That filled the cup up. Look at that. Daddy likes that. Oh, yeah. Delicious. So at the time of you listening to this, you may or may not see today's video on YouTube. I've been dropping fire every fucking day. And I really would appreciate you, if you're not yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, go check it out. The main channel, Swolenormous, and of course, at the Daily Swole for the Daily Swole content. But the main channel doesn't get a lot of reach because YouTube is limiting the reach for the videos. So a lot of you are still tuning in every day. You're catching it. You're dropping comments. You're liking. You're thumbs upping the video. It really means a lot, and it makes a big difference when you hit that thumbs up button. If not with any kind of stuff in the algorithm, it means a lot to me that you support. So even if the views go down, as long as the positive feedback is coming in, it makes a big difference in me knowing that you're approving the content, you like the content, and you like what we're doing with the channel. So, the views are, I notice the views, but I'm not doing it for the views, all right? So the content's not going to change, and your support means everything. So thank you for supporting the content on all channels, even the podcast, but just, you know, a little reiteration. I appreciate that. One more thing I will ask of you, and I don't ask a lot. I do a lot of offering. I do a lot of content every day, but I would appreciate it if you listen to the podcast, which you are, if you're hearing this, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. If you're enjoying the podcast and you've been listening for a while, I don't ask for reviews often, but I will for the next bunch of episodes because I just want to reiterate to all of you that these things that the apps implement, whether it's thumbs up or views or comments or reviews, like it matters because when you have more reviews and more people saying, oh, we like this content, this is positive stuff, we want more of it, they're more likely to recommend my podcast to other people. And then if it grows, it's just going to get better and better. And it just means a lot. It means a lot to get feedback for what I'm doing and also hear from you. Literally, hey, what do you think about the podcast? If you enjoy it, head on over to iTunes and leave a review. It means the world. And I'm going to start reading through some of these reviews, even the bad ones. Some of them are really funny. It's funny. There's a couple that are just really, really, really rude and just, okay, so you don't like the podcast. It's amazing. You don't have to leave a shitty review just because I don't talk science. One person was upset because I don't talk about, I guess, like studies, or I don't go into like hardcore science, and I need to get to the point. This is a fucking family podcast. This is a tight knit. That's the difference here. This is a tight knit podcast. This is a very tight knit community, especially if you join in the live cast. So, you know, it's funny, but I'm going to start reading through some of these reviews, and some of the negative ones are funny, but leave an honest review. I want your honesty, and I really appreciate the review that you do give me and taking the time to leave a couple comments and what you think. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for going and leaving a review if you do, and enjoy this episode. We're going to talk nutrition today and some important stuff based on also a video that's coming out tomorrow, another Nuts on Chin. So let's get into it without further ado. Episode 1306.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 1306 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swoley. What's up, ya booshes? Everson K2 flexing on you. All right, all my gorillas out there. What's up, sluts? What's going on, hoes? Okay, today's episode is 1306. We're going to talk about some raw bullshit. The dealy yo-yo is going to be explained more in tomorrow's YouTube video. So set your calendar for tomorrow morning. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make sense. But set your calendar. Remember to go and check out because, hey, YouTube might not notify you. But at like probably 9 a.m., I want to make this go live. We're going live. Ooh, the video is going to be posted. Nuts on chin. Nuts on chin tomorrow morning. So be advised. It's going down. What's up, Swole Text fam? So make sure to go check it out. Swole Normus on the main YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe there as well. What's up, peeps? What's up, Danny? What's up, Ben Rowe, the nighttime swole? Indeed. Phil, Swole Text? Yeah, that's right. Oscar, Swole Text inspired me to go to the gym today when I wanted to be a little beesh and not go. That's right. I sent out a message to you beeshes. I sent a message to you beeshes today when I was going to the gym. I did legs. I feel fucking good. I'm on a roll ski. And I fucking went. I went and I didn't necessarily want to go. Here's the thing. I always want to go. It's like, I want to get a workout. I don't want to get a good workout in, but you don't, I could take a day off today. I could take a breather. I could do yoga today. Oh, I could just stay home and foam roll. Oh, could I? Of course I could. Would I? I don't know. I tend to think I will, and then I don't. So I fucking get out of the house. I fucking go. I go. I get out. I go and get it done. Shit. Get away where I can get distracted. I get too distracted. Here's the thing. I need to get out of my swole hole. You know what I'm saying? I need to get out of my own way because since I do so much from this location, I need to get away from this location so I can focus. That's why I will have a home gym eventually someday. I will have a home gym. I don't know. I'm not even sure if I would use it. I would. I think I would. At this point, I would. I have the discipline. I could do that. It's just not so easy to get distracted at home. So easy. I'll have a home gym for filming and stuff like that, but you know, for mine to get mine, usually it's, I don't know. It's hard. Just sit around and flick your bean, Papa. It's cool. That's weird. I don't have a bean to flick, but I appreciate the concept. I appreciate that. Swole Text, while I was driving to the gym, love the Swole Text. Jessica, Jeff, thank you. Swole Text rips the little beesh right out of me. I do want to, here, before we get into some of the other topic, drop down below, what'd you train today? And how about this? What'd you train today and where are you watching from? And if it's your first time, drop those cherries. If I'm popping your swole cherry, drop it in the comments below. You got to drop the little cherry emojis. You have to. My arms are looking good. Oh, I got to put that on the screen. Oh, yeah. Fluff my pillow, Cerny. Here we go. Didn't even do arms today. Did leg day. Did top legs today. That's right. No, actually, I did bottom legs. Top legs, that was a... Oh, shit. Did you hear that? Oh, hey. All right. Let me give a couple shout-outs because we had some good shit going down in Swole Text today. Let me see. All right. Little snippets from the fam. I'm not going to name any names here. Okay. For these Swole Texts, but these are awesome. This is like, some inspiration from the actual Swole fam. Like this is real. These are real people doing real fucking work. And if you don't know what Swole Text is, that's the private texting platform for Swolenormous X members. Okay, unlimited members. So if you're interested, swolenormousx.com, just to give some context, I just realized I'm talking about Swole Text. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? So that's what Swole Text is. And that's why you see everyone in the comments going Swole Text, because it's the shit. And I notify you when I go live and I drop little fucking little gaining nuggets in your inbox from time to time. And I answer you and I talk to you.
And we're friends. Come on, man.
Here we go. Swole Text. Swole Text dropping gains every day. Here we go. All right. This one, dude, you ready for this? Here we go. Dude, I don't have a car. I live in Chicago. It's winter and my gym is a mile walk away. I always got to get my ass in there when I don't feel like it. Go get those gains. I'll be in my gym after work. All right. So for any of you that think it's so hard for you, yeah, try walking outside in Chicago. Like in December, making some gains, fucking getting it done. Good for you, bro. Good for you. Another text. Yes, I'll be doing legs ignite for the first time tomorrow in the morning. I'm ready. Hell yeah. Go get it. Legs ignite. You guys remember the first time you did legs ignite? Those of you that are in Swolenormous X. Ooh, legs ignite. That'll put some hair on your chest. So ladies, beware. I guess if some ladies probably like a hairy chest. I don't know. Hairy chest on a woman. I think I might prefer, well, I would definitely prefer a third nip over a hairy chest, but that's neither here nor there. We're getting off topic. I'll have to erase my browsing history. Anyway, all right, next one. Didn't want to do yoga this morning, did it anyway, and it always pays off. Smash those legs, Papa. Thank you. And I fucking did. Oh, and I fucking did. I fucking did. Hell yeah. Let's see. I hit a new PR in squat. That doesn't probably sound, her weight was like 65 pounds. That probably doesn't sound like lots to you, but I'm getting stronger every week and I'm happy. I could sling the snow tires and shovel the driveway without help. I started lifting in July. Congratulations, fam. You guys are crushing it. Crushing it, crushing it, crushing it. So a little bit of some insights from a little Swole Text, a little Swole Text insider, just give some shout out to those people that are fucking crushing it and getting it done and dealing with the elements. I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would. You know you can move. You know you can move. There's other places in the country besides snow. Snow's a place. There's other places in the country besides snow. Besides snow places. All right. Watching from my grill, making some steaks for dinner. Oh, good move, good move, Phil. Good move. I got two steaks. Warming up. All right. That's a good segue. That's a good segue to today's main topic about nutrition. So here's something that we're going to talk about more tomorrow, but let's get some feedback from those of you that are watching the live stream on the Daily Swole channel on YouTube. And of course, Facebook at Swolenormous. What is your, how would you define, or how would you explain to someone when someone asks you, what kind of foods do you eat? How many of you are doing something let's say that could be defined, literally defined as paleo? How many of you are doing actual keto? How many of you are doing actual vegan or veganism? How many of you are doing vegetarian, pescatarian, or are you just kind of like, or what foods do you eat? All right. So drop in the comments a little bit about your diet. So not all of you, I can't be defined by any one of those things. I can't be defined by paleo. I can't be defined by, keto. I can't be defined by carnivore. So, you know, for those of you that are like me, where you don't have like one strict guideline or you're not following one strict approach, maybe give a little more context, but explain in the comments. Let's see what we got going on, because I've been getting a lot of DMs and I did a video, so it'll be posted tomorrow. It's about, how many of you, well, I'm sure you've probably heard of it, fruitarian. So you're only eating fruit. Okay. Only eating fruit. I don't know if you remember on the Swolenormous channel, maybe it was probably a few months ago, several months ago, maybe time flies. So within the last 6 months, I would say the one I did about the breatharian. Do you remember that? Like, I think her name was Ashley Bear or whatever. It's on my channel, but the breatharianism, it's like, hey, I just breathe. I get most of my calories from air. And it was also It was also just fucking like smoothies. So she was drinking tons of smoothies and getting tons of liquid calories and then just breathing. Okay. So now I'm getting these accounts and a lot of you are sending me this shit on Instagram. It's like, fuck, it's like a treasure trove. Every time I go into the Instagram DM, it's like opening up just Pandora's box of what the fuck is getting posted online? Where the fuck is this shit going? So they're only eating fruit. So this guy, I guess, his name is Raw Marabi or something like that. So again, not that you all will, but don't troll the account or anything like that. I'm posting a video about the concept and about one of the posts tomorrow. Now, it's just nonsense when you think about, from those of you that are, how many of you have done the elimination diet? How many of you are Swolenormous X members? How many of you are Swolenormous X members? Drop it in the comments down below too. Because we talk about this on the podcast a lot, the elimination diet, cutting out foods, cutting out certain food groups, not necessarily permanently. Yeah. Just type in X fam, just drop X fam in the comments. I mean, anyone that put in swole text, you're in the fam, but X fam, just drop X fam in the comments. Thank you, Will. So for those of you that are members, you know that we approach, and we talk about that again here on the podcast, elimination. So you're cutting out foods that cause a lot of common problems. A lot of people have issues with grain. Doesn't mean you fucking will. Doesn't mean grain's the devil. Let's not jump to conclusions, but a lot of you are okay. A lot of people are. So you cut out grains and wheat, you cut out dairy, you cut out all these major groups so we can start. This is like the fundamental approach. So you can start narrowing down and specifying. You might find that as much as I say, cut out dairy, cut out grains, cut out all these sugars, you might find that some fruits you like and some fruits fuck you up. You might find that most cheese destroys you, but then a certain kind, maybe it's raw or maybe it's something from sheep and you're fine with it. Okay. Like you're going to find these things over time. And it's a practice, but it starts very fundamentally. So you learn how these things implement or impact your actual life. One of the biggest things about the elimination diet is, and if you have done an elimination diet, what have you found from that? Like, what have you found that your body just fucking hates? What seismic changes did you discover when you did the elimination diet? Now, what this does really is it helps you and it teaches you how to pay attention to your body. It teaches you how to be intuitive. It teaches you what your body is telling you as a result of what you're consuming. When you start seeing the actual impact and the variety of impacts that nutrition can have on your body and in your life, you start looking at nutrition completely different. Completely. The reason why I push this shit so fucking hard is that it's not just about weight gain and weight loss. Drop some gorillas and some biceps in the comments if you agree with what I'm saying. This is extremely important, especially if you're brand new to the channel. You're getting fucking on-ramped real fast with my content. This is going to be a fire episode. So share this, tag people, bookmark this shit. It's about learning all the impacts that food has on your body. We think from the outside, the fitness industry makes you think that it's just about, oh, this will make you gain fat. This will help you build muscle. This will help you lose fat. What about bloating? What about migraines or headaches? What about joint pain? What about insomnia? What about shortness of breath? What about anxiety? What about depression? What about any kind of mood swings? What about psoriasis? What about acne? What about brain fog? What about fatigue? What about what about all those fucking things? No one, a lot of people talk about this, but nowhere near, oh, this will help you gain weight. This will help you lose weight. Oh, caloric deficit. Oh, as long as you're in a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. It's not just about fucking weight loss and weight gain. It's not just about fat loss. It's about how the food actually fucking integrates with your body. That's literally so much more important, because if you get that right, guess what's usually going to happen? You're going to feel so fucking amazing. You're going to have more energy. You're going to exercise more. You're going to continue eating real fucking foods because that's what your body is going to react best with. You're going to get more fiber. You're going to get more bulk. You're going to get more nutrients. You're not going to eat as many calories. You're going to lose some fucking weight. You're going to build fucking muscle. You're going to feel fucking great. End of story. Why is that such an argument? Why is that such a confusing thing for people to understand? Why? Why is that something that is a challenge to pick up? Why? Why do we have such an issue getting this point across? Why is it fucking 100% fruit? This guy says eat 100% fruit and use herbs. 100% fruit with herbs. Oh, have good fucking fun with that diet. Enjoy that shit. Fucking herbs and fruit. Herbs and fruit. Any takers? Who wants some herbs and fruit? You want some herbs and fruit? Hey, you want some herbs and fruit? The fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Just fruit and herbs. Why can't your diet include fruit and some herbs? Jesus Christ. The card of the day, I didn't even drop this. The card of the day, make it yours. Make your nutrition yours. Yours. 1306. Make it yours. Customize, individualize. No diet does it just like the elimination diet. That helps all of you. You know why I like the elimination diet? It's an equal opportunity fucking diet plan. It's an equal opportunity process. Equal opportunity. You start there. Maybe it takes you to being a vegan. Maybe you just feel so fucking amazing. You've never felt so good in your goddamn life. You've never felt so fucking good in your life. Good for you. Go be a vegan. Totally fine. But guess what happened? You figured it out because of where you started. You started at a central point of testing and giving a fuck about your nutrition. And it was a gradual process and practice to figure out what worked best for you. So it's a slow transition for your micro and macro biome. It teaches you a lot along the way. And then you're so much more equipped to stick to that and to be disciplined on that. You don't have to be disciplined. You know why? Let me tell you, if you care about your body and you care about your health and you pursue nutrition from this mindset, from this approach, you don't have to be disciplined because it's just going to be the way you eat. It's just going to be the way you eat. That's it. It's not like, oh, I have to stick to my diet. You're just going to want to eat those foods. I swear, I fucking promise you. Those of you that are watching, of which there are many, like has eating the right foods and going through this process, I'm not saying it might completely have killed your cravings. Everyone's different, but has it extremely drastically minimized and diminished your need to binge eat, your need to eat garbage foods? That's the game changer right there. When you start really eating the foods that your body is like, these make me feel amazing. I want more of these. You just don't want the other shit. It's not even a craving. It's like, oh, I look at some foods. I'm like, oh, I almost sometimes try to like force a craving. I'm like, I just don't want it. It's like, I don't look at it as food. A lot of these things I just don't look at as food. Like it doesn't register and sink in my brain and get processed as food. It looks like, oh, that's an inanimate object. I'm not going to put that in my mouth. Just like I wouldn't chew and eat and try to swallow this fucking pen, I wouldn't eat that Burger King cheeseburger because that's not fucking food. I wouldn't eat that. Okay? I'm not going to eat it. So I don't even have a craving because it's like looking at a shoe. I don't want to eat a fucking shoe. So for junk food or whatever you think is so tasty because you're fucking hooked on it, I look at it as that's like literally eating a carpet. No pun or analogy. That's like literally eating fucking carpet. Do I want to eat a tennis ball? Not really. Not really. I don't feel like putting, I don't feel like consuming that. No, I think I'll pass. I'll pass on the TB. Again, swole card of the day. This is fire. Make it yours. Hashtag make it. Hashtag make it yours. Miyagi say make it yours. Daniel-san, bonsai. Make it yours. Hashtag make it yours. Can't even fucking talk. 1306. I am hungry. That's why. I'm hungry. I got low steak. My steakometer is low. I need to fucking fuel up. Time to fuel up. I munch carp all the time. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, Zachary, you're a funny one. Oh, you cop it, muncho, Zachary. Funny, funny, funny. I fucking cleared it. I said no pun or analogy. No impossible whopper. No, David. No, I'm not in fucking denial. Anyone that goes to Burger King that buys an impossible whopper because they're a vegan is a fucking moron. You know why? Because you're funneling money into that franchise and that company that does the exact opposite of what you believe in. So you're the biggest fucking hypocrite, moron, dumb cunt if you are actually claim to be a vegan and go and buy an impossible whopper at fast food. So aren't they suing? Weren't they suing? I heard that somewhere that vegans were suing Burger King or somewhere because there was cross-contamination. You know that no one was like, I taste meat on here. You know, they just probably bought 100 of them and just tested each one just so they could have a case and win some money. How you fucking figure that out? This tastes like meat. I mean, they're making it taste like meat, which is weird. Impossible burger. It's disgusting. That's disgusting. It's a disgusting thought. I don't want fake food. I don't want plants. I don't care what the fuck it is. I don't want it to taste like beef. Give me some fucking beef. Why are you trying to create this fake food? Why do you want me to eat this that tastes like beef? Why wouldn't I just eat beef? Stop feeding me fake shit. Stop. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Fake fucking food. Stop. Stop, please. It's just stupid. Like, most vegans are not going to eat meat and have like an allergic reaction. You just want to not eat meat. You don't believe in it ethically. That's all it is. If you're allergic to meat. But look, you have people that are working for like minimum wage. Not many people are working at like a Burger King, all excited about their life and loving their job and passionate about what they fucking do. Most people are in there like, I fucking hate my life. God damn it. I'm flipping fucking burgers. This place sucks. Oh, there's a hair on this. Fuck that. I don't give a shit. It's not my job. You think that's why I don't want people handling my fucking food, because yeah, shit like that. I think it's a joke. You never worked at a restaurant? Most people that are working, like, a lot of people just don't fucking care. A lot of people are just not happy. They don't fucking care. If it's not their actual responsibility, if they're not going to get in trouble, they don't give a fuck. Just saying. Oh my God, I haven't even heard about that. Have any of you heard about that? That sounds disgusting. What about the cosmic apples that don't go bad for a year? Oh God. That sounds disgusting. Any food that doesn't go bad for a year, that's questionable. Depending if it's like canned or you're fermenting something. You know what I'm talking about. Nothing stays just good. Just on the counter. Fine. Just good forever. Cool. Diana, it has twice the calories of a real hamburger. Well, that's a problem with plant-sourced foods, is that you need more calories to get enough usable protein that's equivalent to animal products. So a lot of, the vegan diets are just extremely carb heavy and less absorbable than quality animal products. I say animal products, like fucking food, like a grass fed or wild caught, like quality food. That's what humans are supposed to eat. And I just believe that, at least for myself. I've tested my shit. My body does not want to only eat fucking plants. I like vegetables. I do. I love me some broccoli. I love asparagus and stuff like that. But, you know, I've tried different things. It just doesn't work for me. That's why. Dun, 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 dun. Make it yours. Hey-o. That's why the cards make it yours. Find what works best for you. And a lot of people are like, well, how do I do that? Well, you don't follow it. You don't find that by going to the extremes. You don't find that by just going, oh, fruit. I'm just only going to eat fruit. You don't make it yours by going extreme. You go by actually pursuing and going through your life and your lifestyle and learning and trying. People don't have patience. They just want to do something and get results. You're not going to stick to it. You're not going to stick to it. Ooh, just finished eating some turkey with squash, spinach, broccoli, carrots, and pine nuts. Delicious and nutritious. Ooh, pine nuts. Pine nuts on your chin. Spinach dip. Eh. What's the dipping part? Just eat some spinach. Eh. Oh, God. I worked at Burger King in high school. We used to keep a pile of dirt we swept up near the broiler. And if a customer was shitty, we dropped their burger in the dirt before cooking it. Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't. Please tell me you're joking. Please tell me you're joking. Ellen, the fuck are Americans doing to their food? Well, I'm an American and I'm not doing that to my food. I choose to eat real food. Sorry. Here's the thing, we use a lot of these terms, and from like a scientific standpoint, chemicals, like everything comes down to chemicals, right? You say, well, okay, there's chemicals in my food. It's like, well, everything's a chemical. So you can make the argument that, well, everything's a chemical. And I think we're at the point where we realize that certain things that we're eating in our diet overall, it's not good. Like these highly processed foods, that's not doing well for people. No one's exercising enough. People are stressed out. They're eating toxic food. Okay, people are very, very sick. So rather than, I don't think the actual information or I don't think the details are actually in vegan, carnivore, paleo. I don't think that matters as much as people think. I really don't. I don't think that matters so much. I think a lot of people could probably adapt fairly well to a lot of different diets. The average person can probably has some decent flexibility, you know, if they get exposed to it properly. They're eating real foods. They're not getting sprayed chemicals all over their food. They're eating it, and they're getting exercise and they're doing everything else properly. They're sleeping better. They're hydrating. They're, let's say, doing yoga. They're taking care of their body physically. You don't have to be huge to live a long time, but strength, you have muscle, whatever. Okay, right? So now people are pretending like paleo versus keto versus vegan, like that's the answer. No, that's where the marketing is. That's why they're selling to you. That's where they're getting you. They're getting you on that concept as if that's going to make a difference. It doesn't matter. Here, this is my literal opinion. It doesn't matter if you're paleo or carnivore or vegan, if you're eating shit quality food and or if you're eating perfectly, but you're not exercising, you're just sedentary as shit. You're not hydrating enough. You're barely sleeping, blah, blah, blah. You're just, you know, it's the food makes a big difference, but let's not undercut or eliminate all the other lifestyle habits that are compounding with the shitty nutrition that amplify all those things. You know, if the food was the only issue, man, we're exercising, we're doing all this stuff, but we're eating like shit. It still comes back to quality food. Who fucking cares if you're a vegan or paleo or carnivore? Eat real food. Put the fast food down. Start cooking your own food. If you feel bloated after a meal and you have joint pain or you feel fatigued, that's not normal. Something you're eating or something that you're doing is not serving you. That's what the elimination diet is. It helps you go through and figure out which ones are not treating you well. And then you know which ones they are, so you don't eat them. And then if you do eat them, it's your response. It's your fucking fault. You knew they were not good for you. Okay. That's the best fucking way to do it. And again, that's my opinion, but shit, is it not? Isn't that not the best way that you can actually, doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make fucking sense? Like, why do we fight about this is better? Look at this one study, but look at this is better. There are a lot of people that are thriving on vegan, on carnivore, on paleo, on keto, on fucking everything. There are people that seem to be thriving. We're all dying at some point, whether you die at 75 or 85. You want your life to be fulfilled and, you know, active until the end. You don't want to be on meds and fucking immobilized. Can we just agree on that? So fuck whatever you do. Just eat real food. Pursue it the right way. You have control. You don't have to wait for someone to tell you this is the right way to do it. You can figure it out. You just have to give a shit. Make it your hobby. It's practice. It's absolute fucking practice. I'm still playing around with my nutrition. I always do, because my level of activity and what I like to do and what I feel good with is different now than when I started training 20 years ago. Why can't it change? Of course it's going to change. Abso-fucking-lutely. So, you know, you need to find more quality in your life. People aren't fundamentally pursuing quality, and it just has that. I agree. I agree with you, Anna. She says, I believe it's a cascading effect. The better you eat, the more motivated you become to be more active. It's your fuel source. If you're not fueling yourself properly, how well is everything else going to work? I think that just makes sense. Again, hashtag make it yours if you want to win today's swole card. Hashtag make it yours, individualize nutrition. Yeah, I mean, I think that sums it up a lot. Everyone's going to have their triggers. Some people, they start exercising, they want to eat better. Okay, I think if you eat better, you're going to feel so much better, you'll want to do more things. Not to mention just eating better. You'll look better physically, you'll lose some extra body fat and bloating and water retention, stuff like that. Let's get a water break in there. I'm thirsty as shit. Let's get everyone in on the game. All right, get your water ready. We're going to get awkward and uncomfortable in a couple seconds. So here we go. Let's get the dancey time. You ready? Here we go. Party time. Bow, bow.
Oh, yeah.
Touch my body. Ooh, my nips. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my soul hurts. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. There we go. God. Mm.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Got jokes, son? Got jokes? This is the only podcast that legit gets you healthier. This is the only fucking podcast that gets you in better condition, better health. What other podcast gets you hydrated? What other podcast actually quenches your thirst? Huh? What other podcast quenches your thirst? None. I hydrate you. Thirst is quenched. Oh yeah. Quenching that shit fucking daily. It's a daily fucking swole, beaches. Feel good. All right, let's pick a winner. I'm hungry. Enough of this fucking shit. Enough of this. All right, here we go. Scrolling. Hashtag make it yours. Stephanie Michelle, congratulations. Dun, 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 dun. Start at the bottom. Now we're here. Congratulations. Dun, 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 dun. Everyone, congratulations, Stephanie. Everyone say congratulations. Congratulations, Stephanie. Send us an email. Say congratulations. Good job. Hey, oh, come on. Be nice. Be nice. You'll win tomorrow. You can win tomorrow. Okay. Congratulations, Stephanie. So here's what you're going to do. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com and put in the subject swole card winner, hashtag make it yours, or hashtag, you know, 1306, and put your mailing address, and we'll get you this swole card in the mail. Oh, congratulations. No one was booing. That was a troll. I'm sorry. I had to. I like the soundboard action. I'm getting into it. All right, fam. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 1306 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast. I got a burp. ends the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. And I will see you tomorrow for episode 1307 of the Daily Sleaze. Remember, in the morning, you got a brand new nuts on chin, so don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss that NOC, beaches. I'll see you tomorrow for 1307. Peace, McGee's, Deuce McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.